Avebury is England's largest Neolithic henge, and it's older than Stonehenge, Avebury's louder, more touristy cousin. What I love about this sacred site is that you can get up close and personal with the stones, you can soak up their vibes, and you can bathe in their intensely electromagnetic aura. If you think of how old the stones are, they date back to when the first Egyptian pyramid was built, and how many people since then have visited the sacred site, how many rituals have taken place there, how many ceremonies, and it's no wonder how strong the morphogenic field is now. John Aubrey was the man who first realised that Avebury is a prehistoric site. This was way back in 1649. He wrote that Avebury does exceed in greatness as a cathedral doth a parish church. Now it's clear that our Neolithic ancestors, they had an in-depth knowledge of the heavens when it came to building the Avebury stone circle. Avebury was built to align with the orbits of the sun and the moon, and it acted as an agricultural calendar, helping them to know when to harvest, when to do their rituals, and when to sow their seeds. Avebury was built during the astrological age of Taurus, according to author Michael Dames, who wrote Avebury Cycle. Now, the Taurus age was an agricultural age. If you think of Taurus, you think of the roots of the tree, a very strong, grounded tree that can withstand all of the elements. It's about growing the roots. It's about the land, the agriculture. It's about cows, rural marketplaces, trading. So the rituals that were first practiced were inspired by rebirth, afterlife, death, and the Venusian earth goddess that is Taurus. So each astrological sign relates to a different part of the body. Astrologers used to be doctors too. So Taurus rules the throat and the neck. Michael Dames goes on to make a fascinating connection between the throat, the part of the body ruled by Taurus, and fertility. And the fact that Avebury was a place to enhance fertility, and also that connection between sound, sex, and life that our Neolithic ancestors were in tune with. They were in tune with the rhythms of the earth and of life, and that maybe the fertility and the lushness of the earth was nurtured through their sounds. There is a myth that a sacred union takes place on the summer solstice between Mother Earth and Father Sky, when the sun's rays unite with the goddess stone. My favourite time to visit Avebury is summer solstice. The midsummer is that magical time when the veil between humans and fairies is removed and you can enter their realm easily. Visit Avebury at the summer solstice and you'll find a waking Midsummer Night's Dream of human wing-cladded fairies, druidic ceremonies, drumming and chanting. Avebury is situated on a very magical ley line known as the Mary and Michael Ley Line. Many a dowser flocks to Avebury. I always think that one's hands can work just fine though for dowsing. So whenever I go to Avebury, as soon as I get out of the car, my fingertips start buzzing in the same way that they do when I'm within short proximity to a crystal shop. And really, if you think about it, Avebury stones are gigantic crystals. They're made from crystalline ingredients. So I'm very magnetically drawn to these stones, as are many, many others who are also drawn there. So do be sure to go to the magical beech tree with the visible roots. And this beech tree is adorned with ribbons that are tied to the branches. And these ribbons are offerings and blessings. They're left by the visitors. And actually, if you go there, it's like a scene from a pilgrimage. You know, you've got that weary traveller resting, sleeping, meditating under the tree's solid branches. It's a really tranquil place. And, you know, these offerings and blessings on the branches, they're reminiscent of our ancient ancestors who would also leave offerings. But they do this in order to appease the spirits so that the spirits would reward them and their community with the abundance of healthy crops and good health. And, You know, it has all of the pagan significance when you go to this tree. So alongside Taurus, the other astrological sign on the astrogeographical level is Cancer. So the sign Cancer also is the sign that runs through Avebury Stone's circle. So lunar ruled Cancer is associated with all those archetypes to do with motherhood, pregnancy, fertility, home, clan, community, heritage, tradition. You know, it's interesting, isn't it, that Avebury is a National Trust sacred site and it's protected by the World Heritage, all Cancerian words. And each zodiac sign is linked to a part of the body. So for Cancerians, it's the womb and ovaries and breasts. And, you know, you look around Avebury Village and there's street names like Overton, which surely is connected to ovaries. And, you know, again, this place of fertility ceremonies, which is Avebury, really, really kind of is reflected in the names that are still there. And there's a very big columnar stone, which the larger stones are meant to be more male and the smaller triangular stones are more yin, they're more female. So on this one of the very big stones, you will see a carved out seat. And this seat, apparently, would be a fertility seat. So women in the past would sit on the seat if they wanted to conceive. It is for some reason known as the Devil's Seat. I'm not quite sure why it's called the Devil's Seat, but that's its name. But it's a wonderful seat to sit on, as you can get very close to the stones. If you don't feel like hugging them, you can just sit there and meditate. And the conspiracies related to Avebury Stone Circle are numerous. You know, one of them is that there have been loads of UFO sightings. And during the crop circle craze, Avebury was a hotspot for sightings. It's also especially haunted, especially in that Red Lion pub, so I hear. And in the Arthurian legends, it's King Arthur's resting place. It's also a time-travelling portal to other planetary realms, as well as other earthy mineral realms. And being someone who likes to make out shapes in the clouds, it's something I've always done. It's something my mum taught me to do. I do the same with the stones, you know. I see all sorts of interesting faces. Some of it's quite magical. So while you're there, do let your eyes go into soft focus and just see what you can see. And Avebury, it is the second best World Heritage site, according to the heritage list. And this eclipses the Taj Mahal, would you believe it? And astrogeographically, the combination of these two signs, Taurus and Cancer, which are the zodiac signs ruling Avebury Stone Circle, stand for that Mother Nature spiritual temple of nourishment and peace and tranquility that draws people there. They love to feel like they can roam free and have that peace away from any of the noise of traffic. And hopefully it will always be there.